From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama says a combination of human and systemic failures allowed a potential terror attack aboard a Detroit-bound plane on Christmas Day. Mr. Obama says U.S. intelligence had bits of information that should have been pieced together.
Had this critical information been shared, it could have been compiled with other intelligence, and a fuller, clearer picture of the suspect would have emerged. The warning signs would have triggered red flags, and the suspect would have never been allowed to board that plane for America.
President Obama says he wants a preliminary report on what went wrong by Thursday. U.S. home prices for October fell more than 7% from a year ago, but showed little improvement from September's numbers. That's according to a survey of prices in 20 cities from across the country. From Chicago Public Radio, Ashley Gross reports.
The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Home Price Index shows that home prices edged up less than a percentage point on a seasonally adjusted basis. 8 cities out of the 20 posted declines, including Chicago. That's stoking fears that home prices are set to take a double dip. Mabel Guzman is president-elect of the Chicago Association of Realtors. She says banks are slashing prices as they try to unload foreclosed properties.
They just set the trigger and say, mark it down because we need to move this.
Chicago area home prices dropped 10% in October from a year earlier. 7 other cities had double-digit declines. Las Vegas, Phoenix, and Tampa posted the biggest year-over-year drops. For NPR News, I'm Ashley Gross in Chicago.
A conference board says consumers' job market expectations have reached their highest level in 2 years. At the same time, they are less upbeat about their current prospects. Consumer confidence has risen in December for a second straight month. According to a secret report obtained by the Associated Press, Iran is trying to purchase several hundred tons of uranium ore from Kazakhstan. This would be in clear violation of sanctions by the UN Security Council. From Vienna, Eugen Freund has the story.
The classified report indicates that Tehran is willing to pay $450 million for the uranium ore from Kazakhstan. The Associated Press says a member nation of the International Atomic Energy Agency handed over a summary of the report. It is speculated that Iran is overpaying to keep the purchase a secret. After its use in centrifuges, the then enriched uranium can be applied for nuclear reactors or even atomic bombs. The U.S. State Department called the possible shipment a clear violation of U.N. Security Council sanctions on Iran. One of the reasons why Tehran might attempt to obtain uranium ore is that its stockpile of uranium is thought to be rapidly diminishing. For NPR News, I'm Eugen Freund in Vienna.
This is NPR News. The World Health Organization says the worst of the swine flu outbreak is over in North America, but the head of the WHO, Dr. Margaret Chan, says the flu is still active in Europe, India, and elsewhere. Chan says health experts should monitor the pandemic for another 6 to 12 months. She says the virus still could mutate and become even more dangerous. The group says more than 11,500 people have died from swine flu since the outbreak began in April. In a unanimous decision, the United States Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that an individual police officer can be sued for excessive force for using a taser. More from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
The ruling goes back to an incident in 2005 when Carl Bryan was having what the Ninth Circuit called a bad morning. He'd already been pulled over once for speeding. He was pulled over for a second time by Coronado Police Officer Brian McPherson for failing to wear a seatbelt. While Carl Bryan was demonstrably upset, cursing and speaking gibberish and hitting himself in the thighs, he was not threatening Officer McPherson, who stood some 20 feet away. McPherson tasered Bryan, who fell face first on the pavement, breaking 4 front teeth and injuring his face. One of the probes from the taser had to be surgically removed. Upholding a lower court ruling, the Ninth Circuit found that McPherson used excessive force and therefore is not entitled to claim qualified immunity as a police officer. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost a point to close at 10,545. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 2 points to close at 2,288. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.